how we wish to address this as part of reparation for the relatives of the 46 detainees who died in the female penitentiary for social adaptation. Recently, a committee set up representing the relatives of these victims, and the Office of the Attorney General actually welcomed them, and there was a meeting held with them, and concerns were expressed by the relatives. Subsequent to that, a proposal was received for compensation, and this is something which is being currently analyzed together with the executive, the judiciary. There will be an exhaustive examination of the facts and also the establishment of the facts, creating a comprehensive reparation program, compensation, etc. So these topics, I think, align with our human rights focused approach as per what has been set down by the President of the Republic, and hopefully we'll be able to address these petitions very soon. I would now like to refer to a question that was raised yesterday by Mr. Gomez Martinez on electronic devices. These are recent measures coming from June, July last year, and we still have to assess and quantify the impact to date. Perhaps it's difficult right now to quantify the impact since it was induced recently. One member of the Court of Justice mentioned this implementation because basically we're talking about adults, people perhaps with terminal diseases or with some form of disability. I'd now like to address some questions regarding access to justice and the Garifuna community and others regarding access to justice. We are particularly supporting people in terms of sentences handed down. We are supporting the Sofrane organization representing these cases, particularly vis-a-vis what's happening with the Inter-American System of Human Rights. We have published in March this year in our official gazette a decree pertaining the Intersectoral High-Level Committee regarding compliance with international sentences handed down by the Inter-American Court in order to comply with sentences regarding the Garifuna communities as well as versus Honduras cases, in order to ensure that there is comprehensive compliance with this sentence, upholding the rights of the Garifuna community. Then we have the Garifuna San Juan versus Honduras case. As part of the CNC Commission, subcommissions have been created, working groups, in order to deal with sanitation, land delimitation and demarcation, and ensuring that norms are in line with the free, prior, informed consent standards. Amongst the measures adopted by the state to, again, bearing in mind the Bordes ruling and others versus Honduras, to ensure that the mosquito divers ensure proper protection, there is permanent oversight of the fishing industry. This checks and oversight is carried out by inspections on each vessel which is registered for fishing. This is done with the competent institutes to inspect these fishing vessels, including on the high seas. And amongst the measures adopted by the state to improve access to justice in the Mosquito area, the Secretary of State on Social Security has labor inspectors and Labour representatives who can follow up on the complaints lodged by workers who've had labour accidents at work, ensure that all these health and occupational health and safety regulations are in line, including diving and the fishing industry. And through our prosecution services and also protecting cultural identity, we are able to properly follow up on these complaints made in this zone, particularly when it comes to complying with the different resolutions. Regarding the sentences that I mentioned earlier on, we report regularly to the Inter-American Human Rights Commission on this and court in the light of these reports as per our international obligations. As regards reparations for victims of human rights violations, as part of the coup and the electoral crisis, the state position is tending towards recognizing accountability, responsibility, the right to truth, right to reparation, and guarantees of non-repetition. In that vein, we've worked on a range of issues. I could mention the agreement coming from the Inter-American Human Rights Commission, Pedro Miguel Muñoz case. There's going to be a public act of responsibility in which will be held. There are a range of petitions also that have been brought before the Inter-American system. Again, we're objectively analyzing these cases. The state wishes to really want to move towards an amicable solution for all these different cases, including guarantees of non-repetition. We have the Murillo case, amongst others, the Durazno case, inter alia. And finally, all these cases, the entire issue is taking this cross-cutting approach stemming from the President of the Republic's own plan and the government's overall plan. Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you. Thank you. Lawyer Molina. Just to press on with this very frank and open dialogue, I wish to talk and address some issues that